Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So this entire structure of our meditation challenge is in order to come to deeply understand what the mind of renunciation is, according to Buddhism, according to Kadampa Buddhism. We are dispelling all the myths and misunderstandings around this word, because it's not a word that we normally migrate towards thinking, oh, what joy, I'd like to know what that is. Because commonly we have a sense that renunciation means to give up something that we really enjoy. Like we have to let go of maybe the outer framework of our life, you know, our family and our friends. We have to shave our hair to be a renunciate. We have to do something extreme and radical in our life, escape the family home and run away to a cave or whatever we've understood from this terminology. But hopefully we're beginning to understand that renunciation is simply a wish to free ourselves permanently from all suffering now and in the future. So we've established within the Buddhist perspective that this life is just one life in a continuum of countless. We've had countless previous lives. We will have countless future lives, because our mind is a continuum. Consciousness is a continuum. It's a separate entity from the body. And when this body decays and dies, our mind is not extinguished at that point. And it will continue. And it will continue to take on another form in the fertilized ovum of our next life, according to the karma that that consciousness is guided by, created by this life and previous lives. Okay, so there's a continuum, there's a loop, and we're beginning to understand that this is a cycle of existence, of contaminated existence, called samsara. And it is pervaded by suffering. Its very nature is pain. So we're beginning to address and understand the different levels of pain, not just of manifest pain that we think of. It's unpleasant feelings or when our body is in very obvious pain. But we're going to look at like subtle levels of even understanding that our enjoyment is actually a level of pain. So in the next couple of weeks, all of this is going to be disclosed in more detail. It's such a luxury to have the time to really contemplate the different angles of how we can begin to really understand that we're actually trapped in the experience of a contaminated mind. Our mind is currently contaminated by what's called delusions, distorted ways of seeing ourselves, others, and the world around us. And like a distorted mirror, these delusions reflect a distorted world. So, without knowing it, we have mistaken perceptions functioning, and we're seeing everything mistakenly. We don't like to hear this because we really think we're seeing the truth, but we're projecting this distorted reality, but we're relating to it as if it's the truth because nobody's helped us understand that what we are seeing is not the truth. Because we're seeing constantly objects of attachment, objects of aversion or anger, and objects of ignorance. We're perceiving everything as existing in the way it appears. And this cannot possibly be the way that things actually exist. And in Buddhism, we can scientifically prove this, that things do not exist the way we automatically think they do, assume them to. And so this mistaken perception is actually creating a reality in which we are actually confined and limited, and we will suffer. So this is called samsara. You thought it was a perfume, didn't you? So samsara is a Sanskrit word meaning the cycle of impure life or contaminated life. A life where we are born, live, and die in a state of unknowing and confusion. And we don't even realize that we're in a state of unknowing and confusion. We think we know everything. We've really understood the outer world to such a level, we feel like we're experts on life. And we have a degree of, we've probably got degrees in ways of controlling and manipulating our outer world to try and make it function, to try and derive the happiness, satisfaction, security that we all long for in our life. But the reason that's not working, and the reason I know that that's not working, is because you're here listening to this. If the methods you were currently using were working to make you happy and free, you would not be here. The methods we're currently using to find happiness cannot work because we're looking for happiness and freedom outside of ourselves. We're chasing all these like mirages. If I just have this, if I have just the next thing and the next thing, and then if I have this, then I'll be secure, I'll feel comfortable, I'll be safe, and I'll have everything I need to finally relax and be happy ever after. Okay, so we're in our everyday life, we're projecting a reality that we feel we need to kind of have that thing, whatever it is, whether it's a person, whether it's the next career strategy, whatever possession we think we need. It's like a long line of like, if I just get to there, if I get there, if I get there. But when we get there, everything just vanishes. The happiness that was promised by that thing in our projection just vanishes. And we've got the thing, but we didn't get it the way we wanted to get it. And we're not satisfied. So still we're hungry and we're thirsty and we're driven to find more and more and more. So because of this contamination in our mind, because of these delusions, minds of selfishness, of anger, of uncontrolled desire, we are compelled to be constantly frustrated and dissatisfied and suffer mentally and physically in this life. So this class is like, okay, this is time to take the rose-colored spectacles off and actually see the truth of reality. We're going beyond our own ordinary denial of the facts. We're uncovering what we don't really want to look at. This is not for the faint-hearted, because we're really uncovering the underbelly, if you like, of our own mind and of our own painful life experience that nobody else is talking about. Everybody else is wanting to cover up and say, no, it's ridiculous. Don't worry. All you need is a new partner. All you need is a new house. All you need is a new washing up this, that, and the next thing. Or, you know, everything that's been promoted and advertised as the next thing that we need for our happiness. It's never going to work. Buddha's saying this because happiness doesn't exist outside of ourselves, but within ourselves. Mental peace is the real source of our happiness, and our delusions that while they're functioning, they cause turbulence and unhappiness in our mind. They function only to harm us because our mind is out of touch with reality. That's the imprisonment. It's a mental construct. You know, it's not a geographical or physical imprisonment, samsara. It's just like because we have these polluted ways of thinking, we are bound, chained to the inevitability of suffering in this life and beyond this life. If we don't wake up to that reality, we're in danger of thinking, well, okay, it's not too bad. We're in like an aspect of the prison. I keep using that analogy where it's quite spacious, it's quite lush and green. We've got some lakes to swim in. We've got pizza now and again. It's like, it's not too bad, this prison. And if we're not careful, we can just spend our life just enjoying whatever we are able to enjoy, not really deriving the real satisfaction we feel we know we could have. But it's okay. It's mediocre. But we're missing out on the opportunity to escape permanently because we don't know that after this life that we will find ourselves in another block of the prison that is so much less comfortable than the one we currently find ourselves in. We're not guaranteed a human life in our next life. Far from it. This is very unique. So right now we have an opportunity, a precious human life, because we have the freedom, a physical freedom, mental freedom, to actually utilize the methods that can help overcome these delusions that are presented in Buddhism. What we need to know, what we need to abandon. This is what Buddha is presenting for us. And all the methodology, using meditation to uproot these negative states of mind that are imprisoning us. So opposing our selfishness with selflessness and love, anger with patience, overcoming our uncontrolled desire with renunciation, understanding samsara and wanting to break out. So that's what we're doing now. We're learning to overcome our attachment to the things, the bodies, the places of this life that we're kind of stuck in. We really think that those things that look desirable to us will actually fulfill us. And that's why we've got constant craving for more of this and more of that and more of the next thing. But we're never actually satisfied. This is coming from our uncontrolled desire. What we're seeing within Buddhist teachings, what's revealed to us, if we are willing to see the truth, is the reality of our life, and the nature of our life is pain and suffering. It's just normal that we experience pain, problems, suffering our entire life. So this all sounds a little bit depressing, doesn't it? It's like, what? You know, it's almost like we go through our life and we've got such high expectations and we're optimistic every day. Like, today I could find happiness. Maybe I'm going to find the one. Maybe it's going to be like just the situation. Everything's going to come together today. We're pretty optimistic, actually, a lot of the time. Every day we're up and at it, expecting perfection and being disappointed every single day. But if we begin to really just understand the mechanism of our life, in that it's entirely natural and normal that we experience suffering and pain, because we're experiencing a life contaminated, polluted by these painful, distorted states of mind that are not in touch with reality. So of course I'm not free. Of course I'm going to experience mental and physical suffering because of this. Karma and delusion are what are kind of creating this painful reality. And we need to begin to understand it deeply in order to wake up to the possibility of this life, the opportunity we actually have right now, and escape. But we're never going to escape if we don't have the wish. And we're never going to have the wish if we stay attached to everything.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.